I'm George Flynn, and you're watching InDepth TV, and today we're going to talk about being nervous. Yeah, a lot of us have suffered some degree of nervousness at some time in our life, and who hasn't? But what do you do about it? We're going to talk about one of the most common things that happen when people are nervous. No, it's not about having an irregular heartbeat or breathing fast or hyperventilating. This is extremely common. One of the most common nervous habits, biting fingernails. Biting your fingernails. I hope you're not biting someone else's fingernails because that's kind of strange. But biting fingernails, biting your fingernails, you know, we hear about a movie or some kind of a game that's real tense, and it says it's a real nail biter. We know that. And we know when people get tense, they tend to do their nervous habits, whatever they are. But this one, nail biting. Nail biting is just very common. We see people doing it all the time. We see, you know, nails that are the consequence of nail biting, bitten down, and it's just a problem. A lot of people have it. In rare cases, now I'm not saying, just remember this is a rare case. It can be an obsessive compulsive disorder. And that's usually treated with medication. But that's a rare case. Most cases, probably your case, if you have it, is just a nervous habit. Just a nervous habit. So the question is, why in the world, when someone gets nervous, what would make them consider taking their hand, putting it up to their face, and one finger after another, biting their nails? Where does that come from? Well, it's both a psychological and a physical. It's sort of a manifestation, and it can be considered an addiction. We have our buddy Sigmund Freud, who was a psychiatrist years ago, who said people could be fixed, have an oral fixation. And that's the reason we have pacifiers and things like that for kids. But why in the world would someone choose to bite their nails? Psychology? Physical addiction? Well, basically, it's a stress reliever. It relieves stress. It relieves this long-lasting anxiety if you're anxious about something. You'll see a lot of people on the airplane. I travel to D.C., Washington, D.C., to see my grandkids all the time, and I see people on the airplane, and I'll see them biting their nails. Not only just before takeoff, but when they get there and when the plane's landing, they're still biting their nails. I guess they've gotten used to it. But it's supposedly an anxiety or a stress reliever. It also relieves boredom. Some people just get bored. And when they get bored, they need something to do. Don't have anything to do? They bite their nails. These days, nowadays, people pull out their cell phone or their smartphone and they'll start texting or reading emails. But somehow they continue to read the text and emails and bite their nails at the same time. Well, who bites their nails? Is it primarily women or primarily men? Well, it's about equal. It's about equal, equal number of males and females that bite their fingernails. But boys do tend to bite their nails a little more than females after the age of 10. Now, up until the age of 10, it's primarily equal, males and females. But after the age of 10 to 12, somewhere in there, girls tend to pay more attention to the fingernail polish and the manicures. And girls tend to pay more attention to that. Whether it's clear fingernail polish, I don't know what kind they can have in the various schools. Some people can have red, pink. I don't know what the rules are, but they can use clear fingernail polish. They like for the nails to look good. Now, boys, they don't too much care. They're just not that into their fingernails looking good. But fingernail biting, you know, into adults usually happens after the age of 10, 12, 13. And most people, you know, you'll say, well, they'll get over it. They'll get past it. But most people stop biting their nails by age 30. And you say, well, wait a minute. I know somebody, or I am past 30, and I still bite my nails. So there where we come up to, what can we do about it? I don't care if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110 years old. What can you do about biting your nails? Well, first thing you've got to do is understand that it's a problem. And it's not just the social problems. It's not just that nail biting is a real problem, in that the fingertips are red, they're sore, the cuticles can be bleeding. It can be a real challenge, not only a social challenge, but a health challenge. It increases the risk of your getting an infection because, you know, we always talk about washing our hands. Everybody talks about, and we wash our hands, and everybody does this, washes their hands. I hope to goodness you wash your hands. But most people, you know, I learned this when I was scrubbing. As an intern, I would scrub, and you have to scrub for 5 minutes and then another, stop that, and then you scrub for another. But in between, you take the little wooden thing and you clean your fingernails, clean under your fingernails. Well, we usually don't do that when we're washing our hands. We usually don't clean under our fingernails. And that's where a lot of viruses and bacteria, and that's where a lot of things are. Now, you run the risk of getting a cold or something, any kind of viral diseases or bacterial diseases, because you put your nails in your mouth and you put these bacteria and viruses directly in your mouth. That's one challenge. Now, the other challenge is you bite your nails, and here's where most people stop biting their nails during an episode: when something starts to bleed, when their cuticles start to bleed. But what you don't consider is when that happens, not only can the viruses and bacteria that are under the fingernails, not only can they get into that area that's bleeding, where you don't have your protection and protective coat of your skin, then you can get an infection in that area. But you've also introduced the bacteria in your mouth into that area that's open, like an open wound. How many times would you have an open wound and you would lick it or spit on it? How many times would you do that? Not many. Nobody would do that much. So that's where we're coming up against a problem. We not only have infection coming from the nail into the mouth, but infection from the mouth going into the nail bed. So I hope I've convinced you, it's not a good thing to do. So what will we do now? Well, I believe one of the best things to do is to stop biting your nails. What can you do to relieve all of that tension? Well, you can carry a stress ball. Everybody's seen these little foam balls that are stress balls. Carry some silly putty with you. Put it in the little egg thing and pull it out when you're stressed and squeeze it. You can have a rubber band. You can play with a rubber band. Or you can actually put a rubber band around your wrist, and whenever you think about biting your nail, you can pop the rubber band. It hurts, but it will get you past, you know, the nail biting. You can carry a penny or some coins, and you can play with those. But distract your hands in some way. Distract them. Now, one other thing you can do is keep your nails trimmed and filed and have a manicure quite regularly. But you can also, there's some bitter nail polish. You can paint your nails with clear, bitter nail polish. Then you taste the bitterness and it will remind you, don't bite your nails. One other thing that I've seen is you take orange juice and you put orange juice, regular orange juice, and you put it in a bowl and you put some garlic powder in there, not much, just a little bit, and you soak your nails in the orange juice garlic powder mix for about 10 minutes. And once you do that, it will help grow your nails, but it will also have a garlic smell on it. You take your nails up, your hand up to your mouth, before it gets into your mouth, you smell it and it reminds you, don't bite your nails. All you need is a reminder because it's an unconscious kind of habit. But once you're reminded, oh, I don't want to do that, then it'll help you break that habit. It's going to take about 21 to 30 days to break the habit of biting your nails, but you can do it. Those 21 to 30 days will pass anyway, and you can get to the point where you're not biting your nails. Plus, the orange juice and the garlic is purported to help your nails grow. So once your nails grow out, it'll be a little less of a challenge. So as long as they're in a mid-range or a little bit short, it's easy to bite them. When they get longer, you don't want to be biting your fingernails. So that's pretty much it. Take the orange juice, garlic, soak them, and then pull them out. Wash them. If it smells too bad, put some hand lotion on there. But just try to stop that because of the infection passing back and forth from your nails to your mouth, from your mouth to your nails. It's just a public health problem for yourself. For yourself. So we're trying to help you see the problem. Understand that if you have the problem, it's not your fault. This is a habit. Habits can be broken. And after 21 to 30 days, you will be nail biting free. You won't be biting your nails. Just remember, it's sort of an obsessive compulsive disorder. And you will be able to stop this. It may be OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. It may just be a nervous habit. And if it is a nervous habit, you can replace it. It's better to replace that habit with something else that doesn't harm you, like a stress ball. Like, there's one, if you say, I don't have a stress ball. I don't have a rubber band. I don't have any of that. Just take and wrap your knuckles on the table. Just wrap your knuckles on the table. And if you do that, that is a replacement for the boredom. You will look at yourself wrapping your knuckles and you'll say, that's silly. I don't need to be doing that. I don't need to bite my nails. And that's all it takes, is to get that reinforcement. You're doing the right thing by not biting your nails. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.